and welcome to the teaser of Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. It's 11:30 on Monday night. The teaser is going to, everything's going to drop. Everyone's dropping stuff. Dropping at midnight. Fucking all the dumb things people say. They're dropping stuff. I can't think of anything else. I'm tired. Knicks won tonight, which is fantastic. Yay. Hold on. Fucking Patreon again. I don't know if you guys are going to get tired of this. I think you will. I'm going to say you guys are going to get tired of this, but it's another edition of the Al-Anon Raytreon Patreon Tuesday. Gaytreon, Hatreon. We didn't talk about anything gay or hating. I've been really trying to come up with hot takes. The only hot take that I've managed to come up with, that the bear is overrated, that Black Rabbit is even more overrated, and it's just like the bear with a gambling problem, and that kids shouldn't play with their parents at playgrounds, that they should play with other children. Those are my only hot takes. I need some new hot takes. Where do people, maybe ChatGPT could come up with hot takes for me. ChatGPT's hot take is, the Foo Fighters are the world's most successful bar band. Great vibes, zero innovation. I don't know. I like that ChatGPT is dissing the Foo Fighters. I think that's funny. My daughter, it doesn't seem like a really hot take though. My daughter is at a party right now. She wanted to have five girls sleep in our basement tonight, and I said no. And I feel like a jerk, but at the same time, I don't want to have six kids in the basement and Susan. It's too much. Maybe that's my hot take. Six kids in the basement is too many fucking kids. I agreed. I said she could have two guests, and the other two guests I will drive home because I'm a very generous, responsible person. I got a note tonight on Instagram that I'd like to read. It says, hi, Dave. Just wanted to let you know I went to Katz's Deli, and all my friends were buzzing about When Harry Met Sally. I didn't care, and I was buzzing that it was a core Dopey location. I was looking on the wall for a picture of you, and I only spotted one, LOL. But I remember back in the day when identity wasn't revealed, it was a maybe on the Cholo Disguise Facebook live streams, and I know and respect the importance of the anonymity. But by being known, you have helped so many to know themselves and therefore help themselves. I'm 6 or 7 years into Dopey, and I'm just a silly girl from England who's never quite got it right, but hasn't got it wrong in a while either. So thank you, and thank Chris, and thank Todd, and DJ, and Hank, and Brandon, and Andy. So many people that have shaped me for better, and even though some may not still be here, they're still here to be a friend when I don't have one. Never forget your impact. That's very nice. Also, my very standard British friends didn't love me getting chopped liver bagel, and I did love it because it's chopped liver, but it's a fucking insane amount for one person. The bread turns into paste. Getting a whole sandwich was a mistake, but I can't imagine chopped liver going with any soup in the world. And that's this woman named Heather, who's an English lady. And I'll tell you this, Heather, and for anybody that goes to Katz's, if you really love chopped liver, order a side of chopped liver. They put it out like a scoop of ice cream, like a brown scoop of ice cream with a little bit of onions, and they serve it with bread. You can do that. Or what I'd even suggest more is get a half pastrami, and this is some inside Katz's stuff. Get a half a, if I was your waiter, if I would get a half a pastrami sandwich with chopped liver on the sandwich, but get the chopped liver on the side with a matzo ball soup and either an order of fries or potato latkes. That's a very advanced Katz's order. Now, this is the Patreon teaser. So what that means is I'm going to do some bullshit. Then I'm going to play some of the show. And if you're like, fuck, I really want to hear the rest of the show, you go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast and you can hear the full episode. And we don't have a lot of iTunes reviews anymore, and my father's very upset about that. So please go on iTunes and leave reviews. I like iTunes reviews because it makes me feel like Dopey is relevant. And Chris loved iTunes reviews, and it makes me feel like, you know, Chris would have been happy, which is a nice idea. I have become obsessed with Spotify reviews, and on Tuesday I only read the Tuesday reviews. And last week on Tuesday, we only got one comment, and it said from Heidi LaRue, who wrote, "Watch, babe." I don't know what this means. What does this mean? What am I supposed to watch? Heidi LaRue, if you're listening, please comment this week and tell me, what am I supposed to watch? I'm going to read one more thing, and then we're going to get to this teaser. I saw this email from a guy called Nag Swin. He seems like an unlikely actual dopey person, because he doesn't say hello to me or the Dopey Nation or Stay Strong or anything, but it's pretty dopey. He says, "Good afternoon. I have been clean and sober from that substance, street name crystal methamphetamine, pharmaceutical name Ritalin, Adderall, Speed, Lithium." I don't think these are all the same drugs. Amphetamine. Is lithium the same as Speed? Is Adderall isn't even the same as Ritalin. I mean, they're similar. And if you're a pharmacological expert like Cormac, let me know. Write me an email to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. "Since February 5th, 2018. I was using this recreationally for around 2 years, and then my father was diagnosed with colon cancer. Then I was crushing the crystal up to fine powder, emptying vitamin capsules and filling them up with the powder to ingest. I found that it wasn't making me fiend, which he spells fiend, F-I-E-N, nearly as much as inhalation or snort. I have a wild story of these dark energies making me feel like I needed to rush back home to use other ways besides the ingested way. I would like to invest because it would last around 18 to 30 hours. I would get these feelings of heavy chest, lack of, or racing airways. It was like they kept bothering me until I'd make it back up to my house in my room in the chair to load the pipe and do my thing. That would be, and my thing, they would be sitting on the other chair and chilling on my bed, just waiting till I would take a hit. And once that would happen, they would up and go out to the other parts of the house. This sounds very scary to me. Dark energies. This went on for a while, for almost a year. My father had passed 10 months after being diagnosed. Then this went on for months after. My dad passed away August 16th, 2017. And that was Chris's birthday the year before he died, which is interesting itself. Dark energies in itself. Because that is a dopey holiday known as Christmas. All right. He passed away August 2016, 2017. I up and left my house after the new year. It wouldn't have stopped, I know it, but these things were different sizes, looked like smudges or scrubble, like a pencil scribble. No distinctive resemblances or faces. They were real, but to me, I had to keep it to myself as I was crazy and needed help to any average person. Couldn't tell doctors or any family, even my close friends. It's crazy, but was as real as it gets. That's a thing of the past now, but I'll never forget events of the shadow people. Have a great day. Thank you for reading a couple times of my life." Yeah, that's definitely not a couple times of your life, but I'm very interested in the phenomenon of shadow people. It's very spooky, especially this late at night. If you guys have good shadow people stories, please send in an email or a voicemail to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. And now I'm going to play the teaser of this edition of Al-Anon and Raytreon. And the question is, how many weeks in a row can I do an Al-Anon Raytreon? I guess only time will tell. Well, here's me, my dad, and Ray.
Dopey, dopey, dopey.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Al-Anon on Raytreon with Alan Mannheim and Stephen Ray Manzarek Brown. Welcome back to the show, fellas.
Yeah, hello, David.
Yeah.
I walk into the house this morning, and my dad is so riled up. He's angry. He's angry, and he calls me a liar.
That's not quite.
Hold on. He says, he gets up. He says, I'm worried about you.
Yes.
And I said, and I get nervous first, like I'm filing in my brain, what did I do? Yeah. What did I do now? What did I do now?
You should figure it out.
What did I do? What happened? And I said, and he gets up and he looks at me very seriously as though I've stolen money or pills or my mother's drugs or...
Which he's done before.
Whatever. I know. All these things.
Oh, you've done all three of those things.
Yes. And it's all popping into my head and my life. But I know.
Probably many times. More than we know.
I know. No, I've mined that very heavily.
I like when people are trying to help junkies and they don't know. Like, you can't trust a junkie.
I know. Well, first of all, listen. I like how you take yourself out of the equation. Like, you're trustable somehow. Like, you're the trustable alternative. So my dad says, David, I'm very worried about you. So I get this very nervous feeling. And then, Dad, would you like to say why you're nervous?
Yeah, I was nervous because I didn't understand if David actually knew when he was lying and when he wasn't lying. I mean, I understand exaggeration and I understand and things like that. But
you obviously don't. In the field, they call this gaslighting and narcissism.
At a point, if you say it enough, you start to believe it yourself.
Please.
Well,
hold on, Dr. Brown. Yes, Dr. Mannheim.
All right. In any case, David said on the podcast when he was telling all these horrible, horrible stories about how many times that he was stealing things, which is very revolting to me, then he said, my father taught me how to steal. And see, he's laughing. In my mind, that's a total lie. And in his mind, he thinks he's making a joke.
Yeah.
Now, Dr. Brown, I know that you're a people pleaser, and I know you suffer to ever go against my father. But in a million years, could I ever have been serious saying that my father taught me how to steal?
I think you said it so flippantly, and it came across as possibly the truth.
Did you for this?
I knew it was not the truth.
Be honest.
Of course, I knew.
Get with the program here. Hold on, for a second.
While I was sitting here, I could see that Alan had reached his limit of comedy.
For a second,
it wasn't very funny.
Even for a second, did you think it was possible that my father, you know what they used to call him in Palmer Oak in Flushing, Sticky Fingers Mannheim? Do you think?
Did he beat you also?
He. We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
All right. See, I'm gonna stop now.
Is it at all possible, Dad? You've known me for 51 years.
All right, listen, isn't it possible? I know that this is on Patreon. I know it's on Patreon, and I know
I'm actually thinking about releasing it to the public.
Well, that's the point I'm bringing up. Somebody listens to the show for the first time, second time, third time, 100 times, and never heard anything but me and David.
Yeah.
And David's saying, my father taught me how to steal. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, it hurts me. That you would send that out into the ether.
You know what hurts me? What did you teach me how to do, Dad?
A lot of wonderful
things. Like, what did you teach me how
golf
to do?
Frisbee.
I taught you how to be honest, how to think about your actions have consequences. I taught you about being nice to other people.
And what did I learn?
Beats me.
You're telling me all I can do is
your
lie.
Your takeaway from
I'm
that.
I'm mean to you.
You're exaggerating again. And because when you were telling stories on the program to the major audience, the Friday show, you were telling stories that I never heard the particulars before, and that's when I got the sense to say, gee, is he lying about that?
Okay, I see you deflecting to Ray, who's never listened to the show in 7 years or something. So let's.
But I listened.
So what are the things that you're talking about, Dad?
Well, I'm
because I would love to. Clear
I'm talking
this up.
About when you make like you with that with the guy Belden. What's his
name? Brace Belden.
Brace Belden. You were saying 90% of all addicts were abused, and Brace Belden said, how did you get that number? And you said, I made it up. I mean, if he didn't say that, you would have thrown out there 95% of all addicts were abused.
I wonder what the real number is.
Yeah.
They say 97% of opiate addicts were sexually traumatized.
Doi.
All right, that is the teaser for Patreon. If you want to hear the rest of the show, go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. my daughter and her friend are making a mess in the kitchen way too close to me right now. So I'm going to go to bed. Stay strong, Dopey Nation, and fucking toodles for Chris.
I want to take a walk around the world. I wonder would it do me any good. Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. But bad desire's all I've ever had. Oh yeah. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. I wanna take a ride up in the sky, watch those airplanes just pass me by. I wanna see a Lear jetliner take a dive, just to show all of those people what it means to be alive. And I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. Wanna be good, so bad, so bad, yeah, yeah. Bad desire's all I've ever had. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller. It's high noon where I stand. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. Wonder would they pay it any mind if I left this busted city far behind. I'll take the high road however far it winds, 'cause peace and love are very, 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 very hard to find. And I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad, yeah. Bad desire's all I've ever had. It's 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 all I've ever had. These suckers make me mad. I wanna call my dad. Yeah, it's all I've ever had. I wanna call my dad. These suckers make me mad. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had.